Well, good morning, and thank each and every one of you for calling into the call this morning. I know we had a tragedy that we experienced in Florida yesterday, but if we should all keep our hearts, not let our hearts be troubled, but believe in God, and he will believe in us, and then take refuge in the Lord, and in spite of everything, be glad, and let every one of you sing for joy. Spread your, and God will spread his protection over you. That they who love your name may rejoice in you. So let us go before the Lord in prayer right now. God, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We shall rejoice in it. And God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line that they got up this morning to hear a word from you. God, we thank you for your protection over us. God, we just know that in your word, if you said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven and we will forgive them. He will forgive our sins and he will heal our land. So this morning we come before you, God, praying and asking you to heal our land, to cover those families that had such tragedies to hit their lives suddenly yesterday. But you are a great God, and you can heal the hearts. You can change, and we shall continue to pray for our land to be healed, God. We thank you for each and every caller on this line this morning, God. We ask that you bless them, that you open their ears to hear and their hearts to receive your word, because it's with your word that we gain strength. And God, we ask you to anoint the speaker this morning to give us a great word from on high. Pour back into them the virtues that they are pouring out to us. God, we thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives. We ask you continue to bless each and every one of us. We cover this prayer with your blood, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, we thank each and every one of you for calling in this morning. And now I would like to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie, and thank you so much for greeting the people of God in this virtual sanctuary, and thank you so much for your powerful prayer. And good morning, my TMC family. Welcome to the Telecommunications Sanctuary here at the Master's Call. I am Minister Willa in Tampa, Florida, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. This is the Master's Call, and we get together every Monday through Friday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to hear your praise reports and your prayer requests on Fridays. However, should there be it not be a Friday, know that you can always email your praise reports and your prayer requests to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or Minister Brenda, and all of us will be praying for you. Well, here at the Master's Call, we are all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Master's Call was founded over 7 years ago by Dr. PK Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a foundational scripture on which the Master's Call was founded, and that is can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we are just so blessed that every year, at the beginning of the year, the Lord puts on Dr. Vanessa's heart a theme for our year. And this year, our theme is, "In 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. Praise the Lord. We're just so thankful for that. In addition to that, we want to let you know that we would not be together this morning if it were not for the founders of Artisan Life, which used to be Artist International, and that is the DSD De Leon family. In order to hear more about the products that Artist International carries, please to find out more about the opportunity, please get with the person who told you all about this call, because I can guarantee you an appointment with Artist will definitely change your life forever. Now, there is a conference coming up, and it's called Artist Life Extravaganza, and that is going to be in L.A., and it's going to be held March 9th, 10th, and 11th. There's going to be a wonderful conference for you, so in order to get there, you need to go to your back office and register for the conference, and also, we are looking for people who will be a part of our worship service on Sunday. So in order to do that, if the Lord puts it on your heart to do that, please go to www.themasterscall.net and just sign up and let us know what you want to do. We welcome you. In addition to welcoming you, we also welcome you to be a part of our team. This is not a place where you have to audition. All you have to have is a heart to serve. So if the Lord has put it on your heart to be a greeter, as you heard Minister Jackie so beautifully do, or to be a host, as you're hearing me do, or even if God has given you a word that you want to share, we know that it will be a blessing to others. You can contact Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our minister, prayer general, Minister Brenda, at www.themasterscall.net. I'm sorry, at info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And I can guarantee you they will be in contact with you. We welcome you to be a part of the team. And I made a mistake. If you have a prayer request or a praise report any day of the week, you can send that to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please know that we will be praying for you. Also, all of the messages that you have heard, not only the message that you heard on yesterday, but the ones that you've heard since the inception of this call, they are archived. And you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net to hear the messages. I'm telling you, there's a message that would cover every area of your life. To hear today's message, however, the playback, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. And the pin code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 957-677-POUND to hear the playback of today's message or to even share it with someone. Now, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call. And you can get to that call by dialing 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code for that call is 294-617-POUND. Again, 294-617-POUND. Now, if you happen to have a phone that will not allow you to call into the master's call without having to pay, there's a bridge number that you can use. And that bridge number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And just follow the prompts, and it will get you straight over here to the master's call. Well, so much for the announcements. I am just so excited to introduce our speaker to you this morning. She is no stranger to the master's call at all. She is Pastor Saclanda, and we call her Candy Gelino. Pastor Candy joined the TMC family in 2010. She has two adult children, Jaira Jelano Elsie and Xander Alexander. And his name is really Stanley Alexander, but we call him Xander. Pastor Candy is also a Gma to two adorable grandchildren, Lily, I call her Lily Pooh, and Jensen. And she was married to Stanley Jelano for almost 39 years prior to his homegoing to be with the Lord in 2015. Pastor Candy is a retired Illinois licensed teacher as well as a corporate executive, and she has contributed to several Fortune 500 companies for many years. She's also a coach. She's a life coach, and she was awarded the distinction of professional certified coach by International Coach Federation in 2005. Pastor Candy has worshiped at Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park for over 24 years before moving to Nashville. While Pastor Candy was not called to be a pastor of her church, she was called to minister to the joy, grace, and glory of God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pastor Candy has a coaching ministry entitled Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. She is a faculty member of Joseph School of Business and Entrepreneurs and is a consultant for the Illinois Small Business Development Center. But for God raising her above the clouds many times, Pastor Candy would have been swooped away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis that have hit her life, and I am a living witness to that. God has truly sustained her. So we are so delighted to welcome my BGFF. And for those of you who don't know what BGFF is, that's my best girlfriend forever. She is compassionate, committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, actively involved in the ministry, in the work of the ministry. She is needed, is a needed and necessary vessel for the Lord. She is devoted in every area of her life, from her relationship with God to her relationship with others as a mother, a wife, a sister, an aunt, a friend, a teacher. You just name it, she's devoted. And lastly, she is youthful and has a fun, loving spirit. I love her to life because she is my sister. She is my BGFF. She is my traveling buddy, my road dog. I could go on and on and on. But I want to just introduce to some and present to others our Pastor Candy. Pastor Candy, BGFF, are you there?
I am here. I am here. Praise God. I must apologize for my voice this morning, you all, but I did not want to cancel and reschedule. But I do have just getting over a cold, and so my voice is a little hoarse. So please forgive me if I have to cough or something during the message. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for greeting our callers this morning. You are always the hostess or the mostess. And my BGFF, you are absolutely the best BGFF ever. Thank you for hosting and for introducing me and adding your little special touch to it. Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, thank you for creating this platform and giving each TMC minister the opportunity to speak and thank God for giving each TMC caller the desire to call in and be a part of the Master's call. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word today. I thank you for being a forgiving God. I thank you for being a healing God, a patient God, a loving God. Thank you for being a faithful God, a sovereign God. And I pray that you speak from my heart through my lips to your people who have an ear to hear and a will to obey your word. I come against every demonic and foul spirit assigned to interfere with this call and with your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, we are in the second month of a new year. Actually, we're in the second half, or the first half of the second month of this year, 2018. It's a time when we can look back. We've left some places, we've left some things, and some people behind. And most of us probably don't even give that much thought to 2017, because all we can do with 2017 now is to look back and reflect. We can look back on the good, the bad, the happy, and sometimes even the sad. This is a new year with new beginnings. Will it be a blind continuation for you of years past? What form do you want it to take? Do you want it to morph, to evolve, or do you plan to create it, to take control and launch it? I can remember back at the turn of the century, the year of 2000, the new millennium, the 21st century. Wow. It's been almost 20 years ago. So much has changed since then. There are aspects that are good about it, and there are some that are not so good. But I want to look at what is different. We can look at many different points of view, globally, nationally, locally, socially, politically, economically, and personally. Reflect back. We here in the United States experienced the first non-white president, President Barack Obama. Dating has changed tremendously. Mates can now be found online. Our airport security checks are a must, thanks to terrorist threats. Cell phones are now being used by 85% of the U.S. population. Alternative medicine has become more mainstream. YouTube has a video for almost everything. Social media is worldwide. Organic has become a household name. Americans are finally getting it. GPS entered the market. Can't get lost anymore. Unless you have one like my BFF had, who named hers Gina. I remember we were in Denver some years ago, and we asked Gina to take us back to her son's house where we were staying. Kenan lived in Denver at the time. And GPS dumped us off someplace that was totally, totally unfamiliar to us. And it was just crazy. Digressed a little bit. But each one of us would most likely have a different perspective on each of those things, just like I have on GPS. Most of us have experienced the transition of a loved one. And since the year 2000, America has changed in small ways and big ways, and in ways that seem innocent enough now, but no doubt herald some radical disruptions to come in the future. Many more people are poor, uninsured, and in prison. Many more are billionaires. The burden of health care costs has grown heavier, and so have we. We charge more and save less. So, TMC family, my title today, the message, is called Selah. Selah is to pause, consider, think about, meditate, praise, lift up. Selah is the moment you abandon yourself in an attitude of reflection and awe. Selah is a moment of pause and rest. Selah is the peace in the midst of disorder. I did a word search in the Bible for Selah. It is found once in 2 Kings in the 14th chapter, three times in Habakkuk, the 3rd chapter, and over 70 times in the Psalms. No part of the Old Testament is more frequently quoted or referred to in the New Testament than Psalms. Every psalm either points directly to Christ in his person, his character, and office, or may lead the believer's thoughts to him. And the psalms are the language of the believer's heart, whether mourning for sin, thirsting after God, or rejoicing in him, whether burdened with affliction, struggling with temptation, or triumphing in the hope or enjoyment of deliverance, whether admiring the divine perfections, thanking God for his mercy, meditating on his truths, or delighting in his service. They form a divinely appointed standard of experience by which we may judge ourselves. Their value in this view is very great, and the use of them will increase with the growth of the power of true religion in the heart. Let's talk about some of the Psalms. Excuse me. Psalms 4:2 says, O you sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love the vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. Psalms 24:10 says, Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Psalm 56 says, And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Psalms 60:4 says, You have given a banner to them that fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. Psalms 88:10. Will you show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Selah. Psalms 140:3. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. So it stands to reason that over 70 times in Psalms we see Selah. My topic this morning is Selah. Pause. Consider. Think about. Meditate. Praise. Lift up. James 5:7 tells us, Therefore, brothers and sisters, be patient. Pause. Consider. Until the Lord's coming. Until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until it receives the early and late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, because the Lord's coming is near. Brothers and sisters, do not complain about one another, so that you will not be judged. Look, the judge stands at the door. Brothers and sisters, take the prophet who spoke in the Lord's name as an example of suffering and patience. See, we count as blessed those who have endured. You have heard of Job's endurance and have seen the outcome that the Lord brought about. The Lord is compassionate and merciful. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no, so that you won't fall under judgment. Is any among you suffering? He should pray. Is anyone cheerful? He should sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? He should call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. Elijah was a human being as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. For 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the land. Then he prayed again, and the sky gave rain, and the land produced its fruit. My brothers and sisters, if any among you stray from the truth and someone turns him back, let that person know that whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. We need to do more than just read the Bible. GNC family, we need to read the Bible well. We are talking about Selah. Pause, consider, think about, meditate, lift up, praise. We need to read our Bible, Selah, so that we hear what God wants to say to us in a way that is life-changing for us. As you spend time in Scripture each day, you will hear God speak, and your life will produce the fruit of obedience to his word. Selah. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Praise the Lord, my sister, Pastor Candy. Thank you so much for that beautiful message, that thought-provoking message, Selah, to pause, consider, praise, lift up, and pray. And we're going to go before the Lord in prayer now, and I will be calling you back for our benediction. We're going to pray over our prayer requests. So, Father, we come to you this morning. We are eternally grateful for this day that you have made. We thank you so much for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your word, Lord, for giving us an opportunity to meditate on your word, to pause, to think about it, to praise you, to consider it. Selah. Oh, praise, what a precious word. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the D.A.S. De Leon family. Father, we pray that you continue to guide them, shepherd them, give them everything that they stand in need of, Lord. We just thank you so much for using them mightily. Father, we thank you so much for our TMC family. Father, we ask right now that you bless them in a mighty way. You know what each and every one stands in need of. Father, we pray for the families of the victims, the shooting victims in Parkland, Florida. Oh, God, we don't know why this happened, but, Father, we do know that you are a God who touches hearts, and you are a God who comforts, Lord. So we pray for comfort over the families. Father, and we even pray for the shooter. Oh, God, that he will turn his life to you, God, that he will repent. Lord, help him. If he needs some kind of psychiatric help, give it to him. Father, and I even pray for the NRA, that they will be aware that something needs to be changed. Laws need to be changed, Lord. And it starts at the top with Donald Trump, the president. We pray for him. Father, we pray for our families. We continue to lift up the Ada LeVette's family. We continue to lift up the Flanagan family. Father, we continue to lift up each and every family who has experienced the homegoing of a loved one, for you are a comforter. We continue to lift up our family members who are blessed to be well, who have been afflicted with some kind of illness. We bind that in the name of Jesus. Because you said in your word that whatever we bind in heaven is bound on earth, whatever we loose in heaven is loosed on earth. So we loose your power. We loose healing. We loose comfort. And now, Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for each of us who were and those who could not make the call this morning. And we give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear that powerful message this morning by Pastor Candy Selah. And in order to hear the message, you can go to 712-435-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Remember, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And remember to register for the Artist Life Extravaganza by going to your back office. It will be held March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Los Angeles. And remember, we would love you for you to be a part of our worship service. As I always say, from my heart to yours, family, you know I love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for greeting our people of God this morning, for greeting our family. Thank you, Pastor Candy, for that powerful, much-needed message. Will you come back and give us our benediction? God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Willa. Oh, Heavenly Father, God, as we leave this call, Father, I pray that each person under the sound of my voice will pause, will meditate, consider, praise, lift up, Selah, as they go through today and the future days in their lives. And as they read your word, Selah, I pray that we endeavor to see you and hear you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. God bless you, TMC family. Bye-bye.